You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Reb Fountain, of course, with Fox Bright. We've got Reb in the studio. Kia ora, how are you this morning?
Morning. I'm so good, thank you.
We've just been getting into the weeds of democracy and also celebrating the Tate Prize, which of course you've won, very exciting, in previous years. And I mean, it's a lovely day to celebrate music and to be talking about your brand new single, which is out now.
Nice segue, thanks Rachel.
Look at that, just smoothly moving around. Faithless Lover is the name of the song. You've also announced you're going to be playing a show, and you were just saying off air, this is the first single that you've released in quite a long time that hasn't been in the middle of a lockdown, so it sort of like feels a bit real world in a different way.
It's amazing, actually. I woke up in the morning of release, which was Monday, and that's when I realized, oh my god, the last 2 years, 3 years, every piece of music has been released during lockdown, or like in the global pandemic, but actually in lockdown.
Yeah.
And I just felt liberated and excited. Yeah, it's a good feeling, really good feeling.
That's a lovely feeling. And I think that that's been such an interesting time for you as an artist, because you've actually had so much change and sort of exciting opportunity, music that you've worked on and created and explored in live and in this lockdown space, but it's all happened in this context of the pandemic, which has been very strange. How does it feel to be, I guess, embarking on a bit of a new chapter now?
Well, I mean, it feels good. I feel inspired. It feels transformative in a way that this is the beginning of something new, you know. And for many of us folks, it's like that, right? Coming out of lockdown, we feel like, oh, it's a bit chaotic and it's challenging, but there's a new lease on life. So I definitely resonate with that. And you know, Johnny Cash said this thing, like someone asked him, will you know that you can write a song on Tuesday? And he said, no, I don't know if I can write a song on Tuesday, but if I go for a walk in the woods and I come back maybe Tuesday evening, I actually could write a song.
Yeah.
And it's that kind of thing that your environment, the space that you're in, having those experiences, those challenges inspire you and feed that divine inspiration or that creativity. And so we have to go through the crazy to come out with this beautiful, beautiful creations, the thing, the work that we do.
Yeah, absolutely. You've done a bit of walking in the woods of the world recently. You've been on tour with Marlon. That seemed like an incredible, chaotic, wonderful time around the world. How was that experience, stretching your legs overseas for a first time in a long time?
Oh, it was magic. I felt so fortunate. We were so fortunate to go on that tour. And anyone who's seen us live knows that that's my favorite thing. Mm. I love to perform live. And so, you know, having this kind of downtime in between album cycles is challenging for me because I just want to go play shows all the time. So getting to go out to Europe and the UK and play, you know, 20 shows in a row was right in my element. You know, some people can't cope with being on tour or they find it really exhausting. But for me, I'm like, let's go. Yeah. I feel super nourished. I don't have to do anything domestic. I'm just like there on the road. Yep. And yeah, it felt really good.
What was it like? Because was that your first European tour? Is that right?
I'd been over a few years ago. I went solo and Dave and I were opening for Finn Andrews on his tour. But yeah, this was the first time that was my music with the band. You know, it was really epic, and we got to play in some incredible venues and connect with lots of folks. So it was good.
What's it like playing with, I mean, unfamiliar audiences? I guess you know, you go play a show even in Aotearoa or, you know, parts of the States where you know you've got family or you've got friends or you've got people who are your community there. But what's it like walking into a space where you're like, I don't actually know who's in the room tonight? Is it a different feeling? Do you think about that at all, even when you're performing?
Absolutely. I'm actually more nervous when there's people in the room that I know, especially family or friends. Going to Christchurch, I'm always like terrified in the hometown.
Just wear sunglasses all night.
Right. But it's what's, I think maybe if I was, you know, a lot younger, I might be scared because I feel I'm the support person and maybe they'll just talk through my show. But for me now, I just go on stage, do the same work that I do every night and own the space, and we do what we do as a band. And that's a bit shocking. Like the general consensus from every show, people come up like, you know, I came to the support, but I just sort of expected to chat all the way through. I didn't know who you were, but we were really blown away. So, you know, we were able to take the audience on the journey with us, and that was unexpected. So I think we all got something good out of it.
I think that is such the joy of live music that we have missed over the last few years, is that unexpected magic that can happen when you're in a room full of people sharing an experience. You just don't know what's going to happen. You kind of might have an idea of what you think is going to happen, but it quite often is not that at all. And that's such a magic thing to be able to share with other people.
Yeah, I feel like in that space, we are at all present, you know, and you've paid to go to the concert, you've got your babysitter, you've taken the public transport or whatever, and you arrive and everyone's ready to go and be there in that moment. And that is a really rare experience for us as humans together. And for me on stage, I feel the same. Like I might be nervous or like anticipating this amazing event, but there I'm going to own my space and commit to the act, and then we in that space together can create something new. And then we have that reciprocity between audience and artist, and I love it. I think it's very important for, you know, us as humans, for ourselves. Oh,
yeah. It's so important. I am so excited to hear a little bit more about Faithless Lover. This is the new single. Tell us a wee bit about, I guess, the world of this. Where's it coming from for you, Reb? What are you sort of working through or exploring with this track?
You know, so many things. It's always complex when someone says, what's your song about?
What's it all about, Reb?
Yeah,
go
tell
on.
Me the story. Yeah. But I guess for me, art is a space where we can explore the philosophical, where I can seed ideas, and they might be in, like in this space with Faithless Lover, you know, it feels very intimate, vulnerable, about a relationship. But actually, it's also talking about more sort of social and political issues that are really just extensions of that human condition anyway. And so I get to explore all of those things in a context that might feel relatable for others when you're talking about, you know, wanting someone to love you who doesn't love you back, or believing in a story that isn't true because you want someone so bad, or, you know, whatever it is that you take from the song, that it can kind of tap into something a little deeper. I'm really interested in that generally with music.
Yeah, yeah, totally. You're also someone who I always think of as a very visual artist, as much as you are a sonic artist as well. What's the visual world you're thinking about when you're working through Faithless Lover, but also, you know, other... I always feel like there's a bit of a chapter with each new record of yours, Reb. You sort of have a new kind of visual language that you're tapping into as well. What's kind of going through your mind at the moment?
Well, I think it's very much that same theme. How to explore the way that I feel about being alive and being human and trying to transform and grow with how we are facing obstacles socially and maybe not able to meet them or struggling or being challenged. So there's sort of this sort of arc of overcoming and transformation that's pretty thematic. And I think, you know, we all feel it in different ways. For me personally, I was experiencing this, you know, another form of transformation post-COVID with a head injury, like how can I come to terms with myself? But it was really just an opportunity to face some deeper things and blocks in me. So I guess when I see a song, I think, like this song particularly, I imagined us playing it on stage. I imagined where I wanted it to go, how I wanted me to feel when I sang it. That you start somewhere, you start in a place where perhaps you're feeling alone in a room with your glass of whiskey and looking out the window and feeling maybe rejected or forlorn, but that by the end of it you can remember what it is to love yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and that the music has done that arc and opened you up in some way. And I think we tried to capture that in the music video as well.
I really encourage people to go check it out and to buy the song, stream the song, do all those things, but buy the song, really. and buy a ticket to your gig, which is very exciting news. Saturday, the 3rd of June at the Power Station. Tickets go on sale from midday today on Ticketmaster, which is very exciting. What can people expect? I mean, obviously, you've been overseas. Did you try out new ideas? What was the kind of feeling for you while you were taking your sort of previous albums on the road? How do you feel your live show is sort of morphing, shifting, changing at the moment?
Oh, we've been so fortunate, particularly during COVID, you know, to be able to play shows. We got to tour with Crowded House, which I think was a huge step up for us, you know, playing in the large venues as a band. And we've had some great opportunities. So of course we've transformed from, you know, back in the day, our first show at the Mercury Theatre, you know, rough and ready. But I guess we've got a great back catalogue in many ways now, so we get to explore those songs in a new way, bring, I don't know, the classics.
The classic hits, absolutely.
The cool thing about the Power Station is it's a standing show.
Yeah.
You know, and, the kind of shows that we've been, the spaces we've been inhabiting have been seated theatre shows, and I love it so much, but there's something about a rock and roll show that makes you feel so good, and so for us to being able to play in that space, it's going to be fun. So I'd encourage you to come along. We're going to give it all. And it's special for us because we don't have any other shows this year. So, we'd love to spend it with you.
Yeah, totally. Don't muck around on tickets to that one. Reb, thank you so much for coming in for a chat this morning. We're going to listen to Faithless Lover now. It's always lovely to have you in the studio. We'll see you again soon.
Cheers. Stream. Thanks so much, both of you.
Pour me a drink while I try not to think about times going by. Love to untie, I'd be fooling myself if it wasn't for the light in your eyes. Watch the way that you move, your body my muse, this idle desire. Fate was surprise to you. White lies hang on your words for faithless lover, faithless lover. Blink and you're gone. Just when I think that you're not, just when I lose myself in you. No matter how we hide, ghost breathes still.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.